Bring a chair for Mother Cleaning. Just bring one of those chairs from over there for her. We get old, we need to salvage our knees. Can you get in this chair? Just turn it around, if you can. But you can be close to me, you can protect me.
Okay, I'll protect you.
Hey, Yamaraj may come for me. He's down, hold a minute. I'm supposed to go with the other caretakers. So I can't talk very long. I don't have much strength. But several of you had wanted to see me about something or making your plans, or you had questions. I just felt that I couldn't at this point do any more one-to-one or two-to-two darshan. As a matter of fact, it may be a fire alarm, but I may be going to my last phases now, because I have no appetite now. I don't sleep an hour or so a night, and I wake up. And you know all the other things. I got the cancer, and I got the diabetes, and I got the arthritis, and prostate problems, and bladder problems. All those wonderful things. You've heard, because you've been listening to some of my classes and following some of the reports, how happy I am that I can serve in this way. That I could be able to. When I was healthy, I was able to serve, and now I can spend my last weeks or months. This has almost been almost a year now, about 8 months, since I was diagnosed with this terminal illness. That I could be able to spend this time in efforts in trying to be servant and a servant. This is what we all want to embrace and celebrate, because we can't, we can't get back home to the spiritual world. We haven't developed significant qualities like the residents of the spiritual world. And of course, for them, whatever Krishna does is perfect. However he makes himself available or hides. Sometimes when we're going through pain, we think, oh, Krishna is hiding. It's okay, just translate as much as you have. You're not bothering me. Go ahead. Speak louder so she can hear. Like last night was it so, it was so rough. That is hard when you can't sleep, and it's like all night is like hell. And your whole immune system gets weak because you can't get rejuvenated. And I'm sitting out today. All has been so wonderful. The devotees who come down to see me have been like that. ISKCON who's who. Ranath Maharaj's death, of course, this morning. Bhakti Chu was here. Hidananda Maharaj. Dada Swami, Narendran Swami. Satsuk Maharaj. Sitananda. And just a whole host of Bhagavan. Krishna Maharaj. Nutama. Gunagrahi Swami. I go on and on. Every day, I'm just getting massive letters from Godbrothers and Godsisters, because now I'm not taking any letters from disciples anymore. I'm getting letters from so many of my Godbrothers and Godsisters who send their affection and their love, and mention how somehow my terminal illness and my offerings has helped them. So many who I haven't heard from for 20 years. I agree with his wife. And the dry chair to his wife. Mm-hmm. And enjoy. so many of these kind of devotees. I didn't even know they were even aware of my situation and what they say. Somehow being helped by it. Shiva Ram and Govinda Maharaj just called me a few hours ago from Dubai. He calls me every couple of weeks. Talking with Shatru Maharaj every couple of days. I was so happy that I got so many members of our family the Prabhupada has given us that I'm connected with. And, you know, I'm always opportunist. So I think every day how I can do something to offer value, even though I'm sitting in this room all day long. Even though I'm an invalid, because now they carry me to the bathroom, they wash me, they bathe me, they turn me around in the bed, put me in the bed. We'll chair me around a few places when I go to the clinic. Other than that, my whole life is just sort of sitting in one place and just sitting in another place. And then being so tired, but then going to sleep and waking up and feeling worse than when I went to sleep. Because from a recent report that Kabir got from a research lab, it seems that my cancer is going to my pancreas and bladder and a few other places. And every time I have to urinate, I'm in pain. And I'm up every hour and a half to get that also. Because of the collarbone being broke, which can't heal because of cancer in the bone. Got to be careful about this. But that's all, only up. Some of you just haven't heard all this, so I just updated you. Like a mantra and research. And, but all of that stuff is there and it's in the background. But the message I sent out this couple of days ago that you really have to see me as gone now. And so that you're taking more shelter, shikshas. Other gurus and sannyasis and elder god aunties and elder god brothers and god sisters. Some of you have asked me to direct you or select or choose. No, you have to look at where you find Krishna is coming through someone. And where Krishna is coming through someone and is helping you, then you should take advantage of it, informally or formally. Especially with my departure, it's good. You can all have formal shikshas. Someone who you are looking at as a major source of inspiration and guidance. You can ask questions and receive answers. And someone who has accepted you in that mood. So if you haven't found your shikshas, then you need to do it so that you can. And the main thing is, you have to let me live on. You've heard this mantra a lot. Live on through all of you. How you stay committed to Prabhupada's movement. How you allow my own way I live and the way I pass. Try to take you more and more away from the selfish platform. So often we are devotees, but we're still more concerned about our own comfort zone or our own liberation. We're looking at what pleases us. Nothing bad about that, because you can't force yourself into doing service and do something that you don't have a niche for. You only do that for so long. But at a certain point, Krishna wants your heart and your consciousness. And he may want you to bring you in to do things that you don't feel so comfortable with. Or he may take away some things that you are really attached to. I'm not comfortable with experiencing pain any more than any of us. And probably less because I'm spoiled in the pantry when it comes to pain. I'm not comfortable with leaving so soon the bhakti to the personality. Even the bhakti tirtha personality wouldn't have made that kind of prayer with that intensity probably so soon. Although my soul could not make the prayer. And I looked at my diary notes and I realized I've been making the same prayer since I was a brahmachari. So there are certain things that we do more consciously. And as we pray to be more and more puppets for in the Lord's service, and because Krishna and his servants are there, he'll use us better than we can plan ourselves, better than we can strategize. If I lived for 40 years, I couldn't have had the impact that I'm having on this con now. I'm getting letters from the other sannyasis and gurus, from other Gaudiya monks. It's from all different sectors. Getting so many letters from gurukulis who say that their faith has been renewed, or some of them write me, or Washi would come see me and make their vows before me. But the idea that they haven't been chanting, if they make the vow before me, they'll do it. And they're not my disciples. But the fact that I can somehow encourage them, it's really my, I feel, the greatest service. I was talking with Sat Sukumar and one or two other devotees. Maybe a Krishna, Sat Sukumar. I was saying, of all the services I've done, and I've done a whole lot because I do so much dabbling and interfaith and bridge things, as well as the devotee courses and seminars. But I said, my most rewarding service is when a Gurukula either accepts me as their Shiksha or Diksha, or somehow I have a role to encourage them to become sadhakas. Because then I'm doing a service to their parents. I'm helping do my part in the future of the movement. Helping them to say yes on their own cognizance that they want to embrace this philosophy. Yes, they're born into it or studied. I got two Gurukula boys, so much of their life has been in Gurukula and Mayapur. And so their most formative years have been in the Gurukula. But it's so easy after you involve yourself in such, especially of all the ups and downs we've had all around the world in our Gurukula systems. For Gurukulis, when they're of age, it's like some teenagers, when they come of age, they run away from the house of their parents. They just can't wait until they can get away, get license, get a car, old enough to be out of the house, old enough sometimes even to quit school. I was really happy to see, know that the devotees had come from from India. I'm sending out a letter today to all my god brothers and god sisters, most of the gurus and sannyasis, and I'm apologizing, asking that for now, or actually not for now, but this is it, that no one comes to physically see me. My rationale is that when they come to physically see me, I'm so much happy. We spend up to maybe 3 hours at a time. But then, I'm like zapped for the whole day. Right now I'm just trying to, first, now I'm going to the clinic 5 days a week. And then I come back here and do treatments. And sometimes I'm kind of in a high fever and headache mode or crisis. So I don't want them to have to come so far and I'm so little available. But I'm also realizing that just talking to them on the phone, I'm just receiving an email, because they read email to me once a day. And I can read that according to when I'm more up. And basically, I feel that so many leaders have come, I don't want it to come to become like, you know, somebody feeling guilty that they didn't come because so many others came. But I also put a PS in that letter that as I move farther away from my Bhakti Tirtha identity, that I need a little more space for this nourishing internal self. So almost 3/4 of the day I'm listening to passed down tapes or either parikram tapes. Even though I've chosen to pass here in the West, which is good in one sense, so that people realize that all hell is have to go to Holy Dham. But the Shastras explain that we must want to live in the Holy Dham, and if we don't, we must have the Holy Dham in our own consciousness. But because I'm leaving from here, it doesn't give me permission to not to connect my consciousness outside of this Western society, outside of this place where very little has to do with Krishna in America. And then of course the devotees and the projects and temples and things they've established. So I also want to remind our devotees who are here part of the project that this is a special dham. Here we are fortunate to serve Radha Damodar himself in their very youthful mood. It's a very simplistic atmosphere. So even though we are here in Port Royal, Pennsylvania, we're in our own little island. So I apologize to the boys in the community that most of the leaders who are going to come down and ask them not to, because when they do come, the beauties that they give classes and things. But my desire now is to kind of salvage what energy I have to connect with this largest number of devotees, my God family, men as well as the women, disenfranchised devotees as well as temple presidents. I'm able to do that more by email and telephone and times and slots. I can do it much more than some of those persons came to see me. And I want them to remember me, basically, as you know, they saw me. Of course, they don't mind seeing me like this, but I'm feeling why they gotta look at this wretched body. And I feel anything, I've deserted them, because soon I'll be off this battlefield. And they have to do all the work on this battlefield. But Prabhupada has so many areas of responsibility. I mean, offering myself, I made myself available in front of the line for whoever he wanted to, whoever he wanted to use, the way he wanted to see me. For this to stop the lack of eating, even to look at the food for salt, like my body becomes offensive because I almost feel a little sick looking at anything. But the cancer specialist told me that I shouldn't be surprised that at some point if I lose desire to drink and to eat, because the body realizes that whatever goes into it is just feeding the cancer. And not really giving substance to the body. So I don't know if this period I'm at now is just due to some of the effects of the radiation or whether going through my last few weeks. Hopefully I have four more beggars to share to complete the book. And I might be able to be around long enough to give those classes. But if not, that's also okay. The book will be available on the 1st of May. And I thought I would be able to visit some of you on the last international trip. But I would kill myself trying to make a trip. Just driving for an hour and a half to one of the hospitals the other day. 2 hours back, it was just so excruciating. And I, most times now, last week I wasn't able to go to the temple for the Sunday program because just on that dirt road, just the bumps makes my collarbone that's fractured like it's going to break more. It was nice. We have a program here with Rita Nanda Maharaj and Sesha. It's like Rita Nanda Maharaj and Vamatirtha were. They're planning to come back. We'll come. Bhakti Dasi, his wife, tomorrow. But I'm going to write them and ask them not to unless they can't change their tickets. And the Grahi Maharaj, we're writing him also. We'll be talking by phone. It's also, we've talked with maybe a month and a half ago. He's so kind to come and spend half a day with him. But now I need to see what little value I can make on a larger scale. Salvage whatever I can to have stretched the weeks that I'm around. Like even today, as sick as I am, I until I have a radio show. This evening at 7 to 8. I have another radio show in the afternoon. The other day we did radio and we filmed for television. We're just trying to hopefully help some people who are confronted with terminal illness and don't have the knowledge that the devotees have. I just can't imagine what it's like having these kinds of diseases and not having a deep knowledge about Krishna. I'm amazed that more karmis don't commit suicide when they become deeply ill. It's like so intense. Then we have that. Other variables, knowing that the body is temporary and we're going to move out of it. And know that it's just moments away in relation to internal time that we'll be out. Anyway, I'm speaking longer than I wanted. Now, if you have, I can only be with you maybe another 20 minutes. So if you have a question that you really feel, or something you need to share with me, you know, do, and I apologize that I couldn't see you on the 101. So, Lila Gautama, maybe you can go first. What's your New Year plans? You want tomorrow?
I was just given instructions for you with this sort of small book.
You've given like so much personal instruction already, so it's all there. Keep doing what you do. Keep Guru Vilas now who's joined us. Supplied, so he can do what he does. He just sent me another chapter on the Aparad book. It'll be a small book. What are the 64 principles of the Bhakti Siddhanta? We're standing by, I think you saw the last communications. That this offer show thing comes too. How they can turn over 100,000 or a couple of 100,000 books right away. So we'll have to see what is possible. It seems like the ball has a pretty good perception of what can happen. In his last communication he said the Die Before Dying will be back on May 2nd. And the spiritual world is 6th. Now I've pushed both books for the show. I'm hoping that they'll be ready.
I'm going to go to DC this weekend to finish it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, be timely. Both of those books will offer something for the devotees as well as the sake of the world. Everything has been said. I don't know what they have to address. How to facilitate other devotees who are putting their books out in different languages. So everything is just said. So are you going tomorrow? Will be tomorrow's going to school. Been accepted. When does he? Tomorrow. When do you leave? Or have you accepted that scholarship?
I got a job.
No school was a job.
I got a job.
And you'll be going to school. What city is it in?
Harrisburg.
Oh, so you'll still be in the area.
Slowly.
Okay, I heard a rumor that you got a scholarship somewhere.
You're foreshadowing something.
Alright.
I got a job there. I start on Monday.
Okay.
Scholarship
is Brahma Mahatma. Okay. Alright. So you're still an inmate, huh?
Yeah, as per your instruction.
You haven't escaped.
No, not yet.
Alright, that's good. You do what you can to see that her services are facilitated. She is helping so much here and the deity services and the devotee in the temple and pretty much the primary editor of my books. So many different editors, but she really does the core. Takes stuff at the most difficult level. So will you be staying in the temple for some time longer or will you be moving out? Because see, the reason that came up is that I was trying to send a message over there that for you to maybe to reconsider being on the board. And then I got a message that you wouldn't be here, that you were gone. So somehow I guess I better get confused.
You didn't get an order. I mean, when I was still alive, I didn't get an ashram, but we kind of didn't get an order for a period of time.
Okay. Anyway, I was suggesting the Hari Chakra. Maybe there's some other devotee who's on the temple property who could be on the board.
Mm-hmm.
That you could all rotate to the two co-presidents each year. So if you're going to be gone soon, I really suggest you come right to the board. You know, don't worry about your comfort at this point. Just try to see how you can learn and serve. Easy to run away from being a servant of service when you take these kind of roles. You get all the headaches, you deal with all the difficulties, and you don't have so much peace. But we don't just want peace, we want save everyone's service. If we wanted peace, we would just be embracing Dharma and moksha. So it goes for all of you, don't be so fast to reject service because it's difficult. Sometimes the more difficult it is, if we've been given permission and blessings, the more blessings we encounter from doing it. Majority of my services that I did for Prabhupada, I didn't really want to do them. But as I could understand that he would want them, then I would do whatever I could to not only do it, but try to embrace it fully. I wasn't really ready to leave this early. Even though I made that prayer, I thought it would be sometime later. But when your guru calls you or asks you to do service, you can't just say, okay, well, I'm busy doing something else, so can you give me something easier? It's not a high level disciple. Eva and Nishwan, so you guys have followed me to so many places that I, and then you get there and I wasn't there. Then you come here and then I leave you again. Almost like out of the leaders of the Goswamis. You try so hard for so long to come here. Then you come here just to hear that I'm going. That I trick you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a natural inclination for a rural life. When I was speaking to Shivaram Swami, I meant to mention about the two of you. And you've had, you know, good exposure, because there are a lot of things in that community in Hungary that are very wonderful. As you and now you're visiting a few other communities, you'll see that every community has its problems. There ain't no perfect community in the material world, otherwise it would be the total spiritual world. There's always going to be some issues that you're not in agreement with, some people that somehow the chemistry doesn't work, some situations that you feel the leaders should do in a different way. Hari Bol, that's all part of service. You know, those devotees who just keep running and running to find something that's comfortable, at some point they will bloop, or they will just distance themselves from being the nucleus of preaching. Because without some tapa, without some sacrifice and austerity, nobody needs any spiritual energy. And in Kali Yuga, even the best you can do and the best of what you know, it is so small and so insignificant. And so we must have a lot of effort, but we must be really greedy for mercy. Mercy comes from the Guru's grace. Are you here telling you, you guys have any questions? Anything you want? You also, it's kind, you came and brought me all these beads. I was trying to figure what I'm going to do. Now that I've decided to accept a few more people before I go, got about 100 new candidates to initiate. Where am I going to get the beads from in a short time? So nice you're on your way and you brought them right from the Holy Dao. Sadi and Mara start chanting on it. How long is your visas?
I've got a visa for 6 months.
Your time. Teachers give you such high recommendations. I felt so proud. The two of you, the teachers, are saying how you. He was just thanking me. Ruktambar. What's your teacher's name? Ruktambar, rather. This was just a few days ago again. She said how happy she was then. Because, you know, a teacher is very happy when you put all that time into the students and you don't want to see them just go off into oblivion, you know. Even once they leave your direct care, you still, your heart goes with them. It's like a mother, even though her daughter or son leaves the house, her heart is always there thinking about them. Her mind is thinking about them. And she recommended both of you for the second initiation very highly. She said that you were the two of her best students. So we don't want to flatter you and ingratiate you and fluff you up. But it's nice when a teacher can feel good that what she was teaching, that was being imbibed as best as possible by special students. So again, I feel like it's a service to her, service to devotees in Mayapur, that you guys have taken some responsible services. Or you could have also just gone into your own comfort zone, or did like so many devotees, because you all got Western contacts. They decided to come to the West and go and make money and try to find a Western girl and hang loose in these environments. But you've been more or less thinking on a regular basis of how you can do something to help other Guru recruiters and to serve the mission. Because of that, you become famous in certain circles amongst the Vaishnavas. And it makes me feel like one of those peacocks out there. Very proud, and those peacocks to do up all of their wonderful colors, their feathers. Yeah. As I said, this is my greatest happiness when I see the Guru coolies saying yes and becoming sadhakas. Because, you know, we've all, in most cases, the old timers we've come into this movement, we're all kind of crazy backgrounds. And the young kids and the Guru coolies, special birth because they were sent in an environment where from day one they were here devotional service. So if they don't have a chance to access that, then it's like a big failure for the community and for the institution. And some at a later time, they'll turn around. But some, because they have so much shakti, they don't find a niche in devotional service. Then they'll be very strong in sense gratification, because they have big energy, big restlessness, big desire to enjoy. It's like demigods and sub-demigods. The Divyam Bhāyu, you have done so much. You've made history in this kind. You've been exposed to services that no other mother in this kind have done. Surely no second generation around. That leaders practically fight over wanting to use you in your services, asking you to do different things. So you suffered in some ways with the GBC. Helping with the GBC secretariat. You tolerated to keep it doing for a while. You had a little time to do what you really like, studying, teaching. Before long, you were brought back right to America, or to America. Again, be involved in assisting the leaders in such ways. But you, it wasn't like you're a sannyasi from previous life, so probably attached to the damsel when you come back. So you won't be happy unless you're preaching and teaching. Yeah, I want you to continue to be the main source of filtration of information for them. So it's, you know, updates are being sent out on Chakra and Deepika and Viti Swami list. GBC conference, but usually we're sending the same thing. Sometimes we may send something just to Viti Swami list. But that's rare now. No, I don't do that anymore. Anything I have to say, I don't want it to be just my disciples around the world. So it's hard, as you know, for them to download some of the things in English. So if you can keep making things available. They are some of my sweetest disciples, and so much physical distance that we have to deal with, geographical and language barriers. Have such huge hearts, hard working, such workaholics also. And because how they so much try to take care of others, and I'm so impressed with them when I see how they do that. And one of the sadder parts of my accelerated illness is that I won't be able to go to visit them. I was going to even try that if I couldn't travel at all, just to go to Russia and one or two other places and just come back and depart. But now I can't go anywhere. I'm not even sure that I'll be even able to go to New Vrindavan. I have arranged to go to New Vrindavan and to Houston, all the Houston devotees. So I can't know where to come. And I'm waiting to see if this radiation is going to give a couple of weeks relief that would allow me to come. If I come, I would just be very scarcely available and would still try to give my course. But I think I'm just going to send Roy Gupta and Padma at the book table with my last book, Die Before Dying, so I was going to give the course on. Just have them distribute to the devotees. Just take whatever donation they want to give. Because I'll be physically there to give the course. So now, are you assisting in any of the last recommendations that's coming in? When you're chasing them? We sent out a letter that after a week, then we stopped. We need to have him come in at the week's time, then he has to stop. Anyone else? I would like to personally to glorify and hear from each of you. But I just don't have the energy. Yeah.
Do you have any specific instruction or anything that this last group of devotees that you initiated and the next few that you initiated? It's because I've talked to a couple of them and we're a little bit bewildered because, you know, we're trying to learn how to be proper disciples and obviously you're leaving, so I was just wondering, just for like the...
No difference.
Yeah.
You just take more and more shelter of Prabhupada's books. They are reference, they are foundation. They're the nucleus of a heavy devotee's life. Listen real close to my welcoming address that I gave from the Vyas Puja. Everything else I've tried to offer to my little service and little purports, it's all in the books, in the tapes. It's all there. Nothing different. Anybody else? You know, Raj? I don't want to call your name too many times now. I know you want a Christian special servant, but at this point in life, I won't call your name too much. Raj,
I want to know, would you recommend me and my wife moving to Indonesia?
It's totally up to you. You have to see how you feel, the possibilities. You have to look closer at how the community will reciprocate. It's like you move into any environment, you have to look at it. How you would feel about the environment, others you're going to be with, whether the chemistry is there. And that's totally up to you. I just want you all to be Krishna conscious, I don't overly care where you stay, as long as you get good association. But I do care that wherever you do stay, that you are understanding, and wherever you serve, that it's about surrender. Eva, you have a question? Yeah. Yes, just by, let's say, trying to be nice examples of the things that I try to share, and the people should see it in my disciples. Everything has its also time and its purpose. It ain't over yet, so still got years to surrender. So don't think you missed out. Just focus more and have greater resolve and greater chastity and greater tolerance. Sometimes creative people just have a natural passion, and that's their strength, but also that can be their weakness. The nature of my personality, my major strength, was I was stubborn and passionate. I had a lot of resolve, regardless of what was going on, good or bad around me. But then sometimes that kind of strength also